Pasture Larvae, David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West, ran into a website with a ton of information about pasture parasites. Admittedly, it's an ad, but there is an awful lot to learn.
Producers tend to focus on worms in their cattle, but it's the worms on your pasture that should really be the concern, especially the L3 larva phase. Initially, the only larvae on the grass are those that have overwintered in the soil. Without a host, these larvae will begin starving to death once the temperature and their metabolism starts to increase. This takes place before calves start grazing. But as cows eat the larvae, the parasite life cycle continues, and the cows load the pasture with new eggs. These eggs hatch, and larvae build up on the pasture throughout the summer. These are the larvae that eventually infect the calves. Deworming cows results in fewer eggs being deposited on the pasture for a period of time, depending on the dewormer. The problem with conventional dewormers is that they only last a short time. So even if cows were dewormed in the spring, the dewormer has worn off by the time parasite larvae reach their heaviest concentration midsummer, which is also about the time calves start grazing. When you do a spring treatment of cows with long range, the cows act like a filter for the pasture because few overwintering juveniles that are ingested become adults. That means fewer eggs are shed onto the pasture to infect calves or to overwinter to infect cows and calves next season. So you'll see the benefits in two calf crops, this year's and next's.
Certainly worth noting. This is David Sparks. Visit our website, aginfo.net.